start the podcast recording. Welcome in our podcast listening folks. Okay, so we have been talking about creating the life that you want. And for those of you that are new to Coffee Chat, we are progressive. So we start at a particular place and then we build on, you know, where we're going week after week, right? So since October 2nd, we've been talking about creating the life that you want for the new year, for 2022. And if you go back and watch from October 2nd forward to not last week, the week before, because we skipped last week, you will be able to follow along. And the place that I left you off, we were talking about tools and the tools to use to create a practice for yourself that will help you solidify new attitudes, thoughts, and behaviors and get you from where you are to where you want to be. This morning, we're going to take a break from that conversation because we're heading into holiday season now, and I think it's really important to cover a couple of points that may help you to have a better holiday season than you are going to have if we didn't have this conversation. So let's first talk about the power of your words, right? We had something happen in one of the companies this week where a person made some commentary and said some things and they thought that they were off. You know, they thought that their mic was silenced and their video was off, and it wasn't. So they ended up saying things that they were saying to someone in their where they were, and it ended up to be public in an entire meeting of the entire company. And they were saying things that they wouldn't have wanted anyone else to hear because they were frustrated, they were having a bad day, they were being very derogatory towards their teammates, etc. And it got heard in the whole public thing. And it was mortifying for the person that spoke the words. It was hurtful to the people that heard it, and it was kind of this big mess. And so, you know, it got all cleaned up and apologies were made and things were forgiven and it's taken care of. However, what that reminded me of is the fact that there's no just saying. If you are saying something, if you are speaking words out of your mouth, you are putting them into consciousness. You are putting them out there into the energy that surrounds you. You're putting them out there into the world. Now, I know that we all have, you know, people in our home that we share our frustrations with and such things. And if we're having a bad day or the phone's ringing incessantly, we may turn to our spouse or our significant other or to our kids and bitch and complain about things that we really don't mean. You know, we're frustrated, we're stressed out, whatever. Imagine if your phone went live or there was a video in your house that was displaying whatever the hell you were just saying to the people in your home, to all of the other people in your life or the people in your life that you happen to be speaking about in frustration. Imagine how those people would feel, because I guarantee you, and I'm guilty of this as well, I guarantee you that the things that we say to the people closest to us, where we're saying, oh, well, I'm just saying it to Tracy. I'm just complaining to my husband. No, you're complaining, you're saying, you're putting it out there. Now, not only do your words have a lot of power, and when you speak them out of your mouth, they go forward to create the next reality for you in your future. You also, if you are bitching, complaining, talking about people behind their back, whatever it is that you're doing, that's creating an energy around you. Remember that the energy around you is your attraction point. Hi, Buffy. Good morning. So your words matter. It matters what comes out of your mouth. It matters what you say out loud. As soon as you speak it and give a voice to it, you gave some power to it. And then the person listening might have commentary, and then they've given some extra power to it. I guarantee you that we all say things that we don't mean and we wouldn't want the other person to hear. And I would encourage you as we walk into this holiday season that you watch very carefully what's coming out of your mouth. Watch how if someone else is, you know, complaining, bad-mouthing, bitching, if you jump, you know, watch your thrownness to jump in there and say, oh, okay, and just shut it. Don't do it. Just. And catch yourself in your own home with your own people when you're, you know, ready to, when you're frustrated or whatever, and you're ready to say something about somebody, or you're ready to comment about something you saw on social media about somebody's life or whatever, or you are ready to comment on a coworker and what they did. Just watch yourself. Watch yourself. Because with all of that, you are putting out an energy. That energy surrounds you. That energy becomes your personal attraction point. Okay, so if you are on a track to take your life from here to here, and you do affirmations every day, and you're doing a gratitude journal, and you're watching, you know, me and other people, and you're committed to getting work done on yourself and all of that, right? And then you are reserving the right to complain, bad mouth, gossip, undermine, all of that, even if you're doing that quote unquote in the privacy of your own home with your own close people, you are still doing it. You are still speaking it. You are still making it a part of your personal reality. Okay? Lori here is reminding us we have to become what we want to attract. Thank you, Lori. That's exactly it. If you are doing all this good work, right, but then you are reserving the right to complain, bitch, and gossip and undermine people, you are negating the good work that you're doing. So as much as you're working hard on trying to change your habits, behaviors, thoughts, but then, you know, at night or you know, when you're home on the weekends with your spouse, significant other, your kids, you're like, oh, okay, all that is negating the good work that you're doing. So what happens is you're not elevating as fast as you want to. You end up, you might not be completely stuck, but you're like, you're plateaued. You're not going to get going further, higher, by giving in to gossip, undermining, bad-mouthing, complaining, all of that stuff. There is no just saying. If it comes out of your mouth, it is going forward to create your future. It's like building blocks. It's like I speak blah, 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 and then it shows up here, and then it shows up there, and then it shows up there, and then it shows up there. And that's all started from what's coming out of my mouth. Now, Tracy pointed out to me before we got online, she said, what about when you do that to yourself? So some of us do our own worst complaining and undermining to our own selves. We speak things about ourselves, whether we're in the bathroom, in the mirror, getting ready, and we're saying to ourselves, oh my God, you look like shit today. You got to, oh, you know, you're overweight. You didn't get your work done yesterday. Your desk is a mess. Whatever the conversation is that you're telling yourself, you are also creating an energy. All of what you say, whether it's to yourself or to someone else, all of those words go forward to create your future. They create for you a path ahead. Take the time to catch yourself and recognize what you're doing. And say to yourself, after you've said something out loud, did my words build somebody up? Did they tear somebody down? Are they creating good? Are they creating harm? if someone heard those words, would their feelings be hurt? Okay? Start paying attention to what you're putting out there, because what you are putting out there is going forward to create your future in a very real, energetic way. It's putting energy around you, and that is your attraction point. That is what you're able to pull in. You are only able to pull in where you are sitting. So if I'm sitting in anger, and Tracy's reminding me, my favorite example of this is Pigpen from the Peanuts, right? That character. He had a huge cloud of dirt around him all the time. Everywhere he went, there was a big cloud. And when we have stinking thinking and we're criticizing, bad-mouthing, undermining, bitching, and complaining, we are making a field around ourselves just like Pigpen. And when you do that, solutions can't find you. Goodwill can't find you. Miracles can't find you because there's too much crap around you. The holiday season is the prime time for bitching, complaining, bad-mouthing. It's the time when we all get triggered in some way. Even if we're happy holiday celebrators, I promise you there is some aspect of old family whatevers or Uncle Harry's drinking or Aunt Monica's, you know, bitching or whatever it is, it's coming, right? The holiday season, man, it's like, it's going to come and it's going to look for you in your head. Like, I encourage you to put the smack down on that. I encourage you to really be awake as you walk into Thanksgiving holidays, Hanukkah, whatever it is for you, whatever celebrations you have, Christmas, all of that, whatever the new year. Just from now until we get into mid-January is this period of time where, you know, it's celebratory, but it's also for a lot of people, they get depressed and sad and effed up. And I would love if everyone who's listening to this and watching this, you know, if we just become a force of light, a force of good for this whole season. And in that we resolve to look at ourselves in every moment. We resolve that for the next 3 months, we're going to watch what comes out of our mouth, and we're going to do linguistic surgery when necessary to change those words. A kind word that you give to someone can make all the difference in the world to them, and it costs you nothing. A compliment, a kind word, an action for someone, opening the door, telling someone they look nice, telling someone they've done a good job, appreciating people. All of these things are things that you can do to make other people's lives better, and it costs you nothing. All it requires is for you to wake up and pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth. Pay attention to how you are treating other people. Pay attention to what your personal vibration is and how you can raise that to the next level and then the next and then the next. You can attract so many miracles for yourself simply by creating good for other people. You can also get out of your own way with your own apathetic grievances if you simply just start looking out for others and look to see what you can do to be a contribution to other people. This has been a very difficult couple of years for people due to the pandemic, okay? People are still compromised and challenged because of this. This is a holiday season for a lot of people. It won't be whatever they wanted it to be economically. Someone's saying that the reaction to how they're being spoken to. Okay, so yes, let's talk about responding versus reacting. So when someone speaks to you in a derogatory way or insults you or is shitty to you, you have all the power there. You can either choose to give what they said power with your reaction. You can take the hook like a fish in a pond, or you can choose to turn away from that. You don't have to be hurt by someone else's words. That's your choice. You can simply look at the person that is speaking, that said something that's unkind, and you could say to yourself, wow, that person must be suffering a lot to be spewing forth such bullshit negativity. Like, that person must be really challenged and really feeling shitty. Okay? So you have the ability to rise above that. Lisa is saying that she's having a difficult time making amends with friends who she's had confrontations with. She's showed up apologetic and acknowledging her behavior, and they still continue to hold grudges and animosity, etc. Okay, so let's talk about that. Sometimes people will not elevate with you. All right, your job is to keep your side of the street clean, right? So if you have done something to hurt someone, or there's an apology to be made or forgiveness to be given, you just do that. You do your part. And if those people don't want to look at their part and they don't want to forgive, they're stuck, Lisa, in that place. You don't have to be stuck there with them. Sometimes this is painful because we move on and we're elevating. Like, if you're on a real, you know, self-development path and looking at yourself and doing personal development, people won't always make that journey with you. They won't. And sometimes we'll have people that have been around us our whole lives and they're not willing to look at themselves in a new way. And then they get angry at us when we are looking at ourselves in a new way. So to let people go, or to not spend as much time, or to not chase after people, like after you've done your piece, that's okay. Let it be. The people that are supposed to be in your life, your lifers, they will be back. They will come back around. They will circle back. It will work out. Some people are seasonal people. That's just the way it is. And we may love them, love them, love them, and they just may not be able to follow us on our path. It's okay. It's not like it's not sad, but it's okay. So you have the power to respond or react to words that are said to you, to actions that people take. As Tracy just pointed out, you don't have to defend yourself. Right? If you did something that you believe was a misstep, then your responsibility is to simply apologize and talk about your part in it. It's not our responsibility to solve other people's parts. It's only our responsibility to solve our part. So if we need to forgive people, that's on us. We do that forgiveness work. We can't control what other people do. We can only control what we do. I will say that if you are putting forth a spirit of forgiveness and a spirit of, you know, cleaning up your side of the fence, then your energy, your vibration is rising, right? Because you're doing your own work, and you will naturally start to attract, you know, that coming toward you. So in every moment, you always have the ability to respond or react to what's coming at you. You don't have to take the hook, right? Like a fish in a pond, when someone's fishing and they put a worm on the hook and the fish is swimming, and the fish can either grab the hook or not. You don't have to grab the hook. You can swim right by. If someone insults you, or they're rude to you, or they're nasty to you, you can say, wow, that really hurt my feelings, and what you said, you know, really cut me to the quick. And you can walk away. You don't have to wait for an apology that you might not get. You don't have to try to badger people to be a way that they don't want to be. It's not your responsibility. We can't fix and save people. We can't force people to elevate. We can only worry about ourselves. We can only do what's ours to do. We can't solve for other people. That it's just that simple. We can't do it. So let's just recap, right? You want to watch what's coming out of your mouth, because the words that you say are powerful. You want to watch what you're speaking to yourself as well. The words that you speak, the words that come out of your mouth, whether somebody can hear them or not hear them, you're still saying those words. They are still coming out of your mouth. They are still going forward to create your future. There is no just saying. There is only saying. If it is coming out of your mouth, it is going forward to create your future. Period. End of the story. So watch what's coming out of your mouth. Take the opportunity to recognize that what you're spending your time talking about is creating the energy that surrounds you. That energy becomes your attraction point. You will draw to you what you are vibrating in. Okay? We are, Lisa's saying she loves the analogy of the fish hook. That was my mom's analogy, and a dear friend of hers that's also a coach reminded me of that yesterday. We were talking about some work that we're doing for a particular company, and we were talking about how people, you know, we have to remind people that they don't have to take the hook. You don't have to take the hook. You can swim by it. You don't have to be the fish that gets caught. You can keep going. So this week, I encourage you to really look at, you know, where you can swim by the hook and not take it, and where you can change your speaking. So let's say that the first five people to email me, and my email address is available at revealingleaders.com in the contact us spot. It's available on the Facebook page in the about section. And Tracy will drop it here in the chat, in the comments, right? So the first five people to email me, a place where you can change your speaking and a hook that you will resolve not to take over the next several weeks as we walk into the holiday season, where will you make a promise not to get hooked? And where will you make a promise to change your speaking and elevate your attitude about a particular person or situation? So the first five people to email me that, and include your mailing address, please. Include your name and your mailing address. And we will send you a package of swag, which is t-shirts and mouse pads and one of my books, like that. All right? So the first five people to email me, a place where you promise not to get hooked, and or a place where you're going to change your speaking about something where you've been complaining and bitching and you're going to change it. Lottie, the email you can find in the About section of the Facebook page. You can find it on revealingleaders.com in the Contact Us section. And Tracy has just dropped it right there in the comments. It's noelle@fortunatopartners.com. Okay, Andrea is saying she learned a lot today. Change your speaking. Okay, so anything you need to find out about me and what we're doing here is at revealingleaders.com. This, as everyone that follows me knows, is my give back. This is a free Saturday morning class that we do called the Coffee Chat Show. We're here every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, except we missed last Saturday because I was recovering from a cold. So share this information, you guys, by the way. You know, we love when you share the video, when you share the live. This will stay up as a live video on our Facebook page. You can also go to revealingleaders.com. You can catch this as a podcast. You can catch it on YouTube as well. So this is a free class. It's free information for people. We always say that if the people use the information that we're giving every Saturday morning, you have the ability to change your life. We're giving you the tools to do that. We're giving you the suggestions and the behavioral changes to make to change your life. So share this video. And let your friends, you know, be able to change their lives as well. Maybe if you share it to all of your friends and you have everybody watch it with you, then everyone can in your circle can commit to having a holiday season that's better than anything than that you've had before. All right. So we will see you next Saturday morning. I hope you guys have a great week. We'll say goodbye to our podcast folks now.